Did they represent the people in this circle?
I know nothing about that because I wasn't there with him at the time. And all that another thing is, Gil, that I haven't read any Baba literature to give you any information through books. Whenever people ask me certain questions, I can answer them only when I have witnessed personally and directly from Baba. Otherwise, I haven't had the time to read or go through any Baba literature.
He said he was there before, at the time of Jesus.
Yes. Who?
Baba said that.
Who was before? Baba was there at the time of Jesus. As Jesus, you may call.
As Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you had heard any further comment from Baba on that.
Personally, I haven't heard. Have you heard anything about it? St. Mark's Cathedral Day? No.
And also there were the... Baba was at Benares at the time of Jesus. And I was wondering if he had said anything to you or in your presence.
Yes,
about
he said about his visits to Benares. Benares. And then his visit to the Tibetan regions, his visits to Kashmir side, and wanderings in India.
Was this before he was given the kiss, so to speak, by John the Baptist, or afterwards? Was this during his wanderings in his...
Baba didn't clarify that, but what I find, you see, and gathered from the different hints that he gave was it was after the crucifixion.
Do you have any idea how long he was alive after the crucifixion?
No, not the number of years, no. But he was for quite a long time in body. That's what I have gathered. His body was brought to India, that he said. But then the other day I was telling Baba people over here that having lived with Baba in this advent for so many years, it's straight, you see, to be most natural. He wouldn't want his body, lifeless body, to be carried all that distance, you see. He's so natural in all respects that if he had expressed a wish to be in India or to wander all these regions, you see, or his body to be carried, it is that his body be carried on an ass or on camels or walk the distance and all that. He wouldn't want his lifeless body to be carried all the distance, you see. That's what I gather.
At the last, he was buried in Kashmir.
Yes. That has been told to us by Baba quite often.
Did he ever say that some of the close ones to him now were specific characters at that time? You know, did he ever say that so-and-so was so-and-so?
No.
The same soul was in different...
No, but it is not the same. I don't know about that, but then the offices held by so-and-so and so-and-so, you see, resemble the offices held by at the time when he was Jesus or when he was Muhammad and so forth like that.
So there are distinct offices in the circle.
Yeah, so the offices are always the same. Whenever you go to any secretariat or any big office, you know, they have the same posts there. Men change.
Right.
The souls change. Once you realize your identity with your true self, naturally the purpose is served, the goal is attained. So once you realize, this is what I have gathered, you can't come back. Unless and until you have not realized, and then you come back by His special grace. That's a different thing, which we all strive for. Once we have lived with Him, we wouldn't want to be emancipated, or we wouldn't want to have the fruit of realization. We would love to have Him by our side, time and again when He would come in different advents. So if that is His grace, then well, but we don't know, we have no idea about it. We can't even imagine such a thing. We don't know. But he has referred to the offices that are always there. Like that. There is the Judas, there is the one who is the holder of the purse, there's the one who is a scribe, one who is a critic, and all sorts of posts are always there. One who is an expert cook, you see. Yeah.
What did he say?
One who attends on him.
One who does one on
him? Attends. Would you like to know? There was a question that was asked by Ivy Deuce once to me regarding her book that she was writing about the offices held by his close ones. So, well, was there any reference ever made by Babas? So I replied to her, would like to hear that letter.
Yes, mm-hmm. Is this the book that she's just published?
Yes.
How a Master Works.
Money? Rosie and Max are here. Money? Yes. Message is Madhya. All right, what is the other question?
About Judas.
Yeah.
What did Baba, the idea in among some Christians is that Judas is a snake.
No.
No. It's not that.
Right.
No. Judas is very great, you see. He has to play his role, according to what I have gathered from Baba, is that he is as close to him as Peter was to Jesus, you see. Any time, whenever any individualized soul, human soul, is officiating as Judas, it is his will, that's how it is. To precipitate, that's his office, what can he do? He has been given the role. Just as when there's a villain on the stage, you see, is he a real villain? He plays the part, and he plays the part so well that the spectators or the audience who hear him, you see, they abhor his presence there on the stage also, because he plays the part so well. So the credit goes to the villain who plays the part, although he's not a villain. Likewise, Judas, you see, he had to play the part, so he plays his part. There's nothing wrong with that. You might wonder, you see, that if Baba were to order us to slap him or to beat him with shoes or to spit on him, naturally it doesn't, for a lover of Baba, you see, such a thought is very distressing. How could a person beat him like that with shoes? But we had to do it. We had to play our part. You follow?
Beat it and then slap?
Yeah. Beat me, slap him with shoes. Yeah. Now, Mani, you said that when people gather over here, you'd like to talk to them something. Before we go deeper into all these things, you want to tell them about the East-West News Bulletin and other things?
Yes, East-West News Exchange, that's brought out by Sharia Press. We're told the subscription is dropping low. And why we are keen that all should have it, is because anything we have to say, we usually do it through, invariably through East-West News Exchange. And it's only a dollar a year, I gather, is four copies. One gets all the news, one keeps in touch. And like, for instance, we have just put in, we also send it to the Berkeley newsletter. And that's very faithfully brought out, too. But the East-West News Exchange, we would like it kept up, and it's very difficult for them to keep up. They're doing it really at a loss, and it's a beautiful little thing. And for instance, now when we have said about it was last time, Lower Mehrabad will be closed from between 15th March to 15th June, when it's our real summer. That's our summer, from 15th March to 15th June. And it's very terribly hot, and we're also, you know, having a summer rest, in the sense that recuperating, because apart from that, it's so terribly hot, no matter how much one can say, oh, but we're from Florida and we have the same summer there. It's not the same. And we are unable to give up ourselves as we would like to, because you all come with so much love, you all spend so much money to be here, and we would like to make you all to make the most of your stay here. So things like that we send out in the news, East-West News Exchange, and many people don't know about it. We got a letter from a very close one in Atlanta saying to Mara, we'll be seeing you in May. So we had to rush a letter. If, for instance, he had been subscribing to East-West News Exchange, the Californians usually have the Berkeley newsletter which gives, but otherwise others don't. So that was one of the things.
Yeah.
What was the other thing?
What
an honest.
Did you hear about Ted Bundy's program now?
Yes.
You heard?
By the 15th of December?
Yes, yes.
And then we're so happy to know she
yes.
can sit up.
Mm.
And as I was telling them, how wonderfully they stood the test. That all this is
but apart
an
from
experience
that,
of Baba's life.
But Peggy is doing Baba's work there, you know that, in the hospital. which we thought that it is there. The day, the moment I saw her there at Vilu's place, and I said, Peggy, you are now enlisted for a very important work there in the hospital area. And this is how it was.
It really was like a little darshan.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about Baba, and Baba's presence was so strong. And in fact, Mara and I tried so that if we move away, maybe she'll close her eyes and rest a while. Not at all. She was giving of herself, even right there when she had a broken hip.
Doctors have been told about Baba there by her. They come
bet.
There. Yeah.
That's so wonderful. Peggy and Andy have been very special always,
yeah.
And I can see why now.
What else that you have to inform them?
No, I haven't got to inform them anything. I just wanted to hear if you want a story or something.
Right. So this is the letter that. Now we revert to our theme about, I have replied to a letter from Ivy Dews. So it says, it's 10th August 1970. Is it three?
Three.
Mm-hmm. These 2 years have passed by. I feel as if it is just this year only she had asked for it. My dear Ivy, I regret I cannot help you in answering your queries. For beloved Baba had not given even an indication about the special offices held by the first 12. At least he did not give any indication in my presence or hearing. If you don't quote me, my far-flung guess on the issue can be as follows. From purely earthly point of view, when God becomes man to be among men, to make his presence, his being, his love, his compassion, more tangible to mankind. Companion number one is there to love and be loved. These are the different offices of the 12 around him, the first 12.
James the Beloved. Or
to love and be loved. That's how I have gathered. Then the second is to uphold his humorous trait like a court jester. Around him. Third is singer to please his heart, a musician is there. Fourth, to guard his person, a watchman. Five, to attend to his personal needs, an attendant. Six, to see to cooking and serving him and his companions. Seven, to manage the household, a manager. Eight, a treasurer, keeper of purse. Nine, a physician friend who sees to his physical well-being. 10, a scribe, one writes. 11, messenger to carry his messages to and fro. 12, a critic. That's how it is.
A critic.
Yeah.
Critic.
Judas
was the critic. Yeah. He wanted to precipitate, you see, the final stage that Jesus always would say that about his, you see, having to die and then there will be his resurrection and all that. So he wanted it, the world should know about his beloved, all the more. He being an ordinary wanderer from street to street or from one city to another, that didn't carry much weight in Judas's heart, you see, about Jesus. That which Jesus should manifest, you see, and let the world know who he is. So he wanted to precipitate that little incident there, you see. So he was very critical about the whole thing. And somehow or other, through any hook or crook, that was his office. What could he do? His sanskars were such that he had to precipitate such an incident. And to us worldly-minded people and who read the story and the history, we feel that he was the traitor.
Now these 12 do not include, for instance, Mehera is the beloved of the beloved.
Yeah.
And this is not part of the 12 around.
No, they're not part of the 12.
What part of the 12?
The two appendages, as Baba said.
Right.
Yeah. I do not possess any manuscript regarding Mass Darshan hours. That is another question that she asked. I do remember having written a summary of it. I do not have a single copy of it. And that's all. This is
apart from our playing the part, the offices given, offices ordained for each. Also, to my way of thinking, to my understanding of being with Baba all this time, is that everything is for Baba's work. His work came first, as Baba always said, and we, or anything that Baba worked with, he used material means, he used tangible channels, instruments, and each represented something, an instrument, because he was working not just for the few around him, but for the many. First, like when he would say, the first circle of a ripple, when you throw a stone in a pond, there is that first circle in the ripple, then there's a second, and then there's the third, and then there's, and it just goes on, so up to including the whole universe. That's what he works for. And each, in a way, is an instrument, a medium, something. So each represented something. Each represented, the Mara represents something. Each of the mandali represented through which Baba would do his work. Even animals represented something. Even birds. Because we knew that it was very important when we had some birds that Baba had brought and we were told to look after them, that Baba was working, some work through those, through the birds, for some work of his, because if one of the birds flew off by accident, Baba would really be upset, and then in the end would have the whole batch of birds sent away and a new batch brought. So in short, it all represents, represented some aspect of his work through which he worked not just for us, but for all. Like we said, when Baba gave help to the poor in Pimpalgaon village, for instance, say Baba specified he wanted 50 poor people to be brought for him to wash their feet and give them grain, give them clothing, give them money, which is the only time Baba touched money, when it was handed over to him to hand over to the poor, went through his hands to the hands of the needy. And when Baba did that, it wasn't like just helping them just for that much. I mean, missionaries do that, Red Cross people do that. Tremendous number of organizations all over the world have set up who are trying to help assuage the poverty and all that. Baba wasn't helping just those few people at that time. How long would that grain last them? How long would those clothes last them? But through the giving to a few, he was giving to the masses. He was giving not only materially, he was giving his blessing spiritually. He was not, it may not even be evident of the time manifest. It may be he's giving a seed for it to fructify later. So that in that way, I mean, it was not only offices and roles, but also represent some aspect of his work, each one. But we didn't know, he didn't tell us what, except that we knew that Mara was the first, to my mind, she could represent the world. If Baba says she is his beloved, to God, God's beloved is creation. And so he was very, very, you know, she was taken care of, protected, much more than any of us. But this is my way of saying. But each one represented some instrument through which Baba did a certain aspect of work.
Now, I'll call Bhau over here, Gil, because he is the one who has gone through all the records of the past up to date. So maybe your question might be answered by him. You too? Yeah.
Baba was at St. Mark's Church in Venice, Cathedral in Venice.
Yes.
And as I recall the story, he said that he had been there at the time of Jesus, when he was Jesus. And he said that the number of the pillars and columns in the piazza there represented or tallied with his great circle, his
122.
And I'm wondering if you can recall any comments of Baba's about his time there as Jesus, and also about the construction of his great circle. Like you've said that there are
12 members, 10 circles.
10 circles. In each circle.
In each circle there's a similar office.
No,
this is the closed one.
This is the closed one.
But this is my guess,
right.
What I said.
Right.
Yeah.
About circle, of course, there are different things, you know. And very lately, uh-huh. when Baba was dictating this, certain points for the new book, he gave me certain things which I think that they are quite new and you don't find in any other book. And about circle, just like, you know, 122. So he said that the circle is there, and when avatar comes, of course he has to create his own circle because there is no link. But there are different offices. Now, 122. And he told me that they get liberation or realization within 100 years. Now what happens that each one, just like you are here, you know, you are connected with her. You are connected with me, you are connected with so many, and those so many are connected with so many, and those so many are connected with so many. That means you are connected with the whole universe directly or indirectly. Now what happens? You are a member of the circle. Now Baba works through you. Now when you get realization, what happens? Suppose, you know, you are connected with her, say by 50 million sanskaras. So when impressions, when you are liberated, you get realization. Suppose that means all the impressions are wiped out. Now you are connected with her by 15 million impressions. So what happens? Automatically, these 50 million impressions which connect you with her, they are wiped out. Then she is also connected with others. So those 50 million impressions which connect her with so many, they are also wiped out. In this way, if you get realization, that means whole universe get the benefit.
You follow now?
Yes.
So when these 122, they are realized, that means the whole universe is benefited by that.
And amongst Indian mythology, and of course the tradition is that when one in a family realizes God, seven generations of them are liberated. That's how the tradition says. It is here. It's a tradition that comes from ancient times. One realization in the house means redemption for seven generations
of
that particular individualized soul. You see.
Because
that's
how
it is.
They are thickly connected, you know. And when one gets realization, that means automatically they get the benefit. Because when your impressions are wiped out, that means those who are connected with you by some number of impressions, they are automatically wiped out.
Right. So what about your any reference to that St. Mark's Cathedral and columns?
Of course I don't remember, because at that time Baba did not emphasize much about it. He just
casually hinted mostly.
Yeah.
He didn't say about his time there at the time of Jesus.
The only thing which you told just now, he mentioned like this. Otherwise, he did not give much explanation about it.
He didn't
no elaboration.
He was traveling in Italy, or when during his life as Jesus, when he traveled in Italy. He never said anything about that.
Well, St. Mark's wasn't there.
And he
no, I mean, he said he was on the spot where St. Mark's was.
He would just made some remarks, that's all, and he did not...
And at the time, you see, his presence was with us, was the most important thing. In his presence, nobody wanted to ask anything. His presence was so overwhelming, as I always say, that these queries never arose in our minds. To be more emphatic about any remark that he would say, we just heard, that's all. And if anybody recalled, they were recorded. If not, they just went out in thin air.
You see what kind of disciple Baba selected? We didn't ask. Now I wish so many times, I wish I'd asked that. Mary said, why did we ask Baba that? I said, I don't know. And then Rana says, probably if we did, Baba would have said, you know, I've got a headache, ask me some other time. Oh, he wouldn't have kept us with him for so long.
Yeah, so often.
He'd have just crashed us soon for his work somewhere here.
No, that is true. What she says is, whenever...
He wanted us to be natural.
Even if we got a whim to ask him, he would say, don't give me a headache.
Yeah. Baba once said, this fellow always asks questions, give me such a headache. What's the time? Time for food. And if someone who was really very much concentrating on Baba and waiting for, you know, seeing the significance in this or that or asking questions, very gently, before we would know it, it has happened. In the beginning, we were so many more. Baba would see that, you know, Baba would send them to some other place or do my work there. Or he called us broken down furniture, but then once he said, that's exactly what I want. That's how I want it. And when, as Rana would say, when he would call us, I don't know how I stand you, or I don't know how I put up with you all around me, there's nothing but just broken down furniture, she'd feel very happy. We'd all feel, you know, that's all right. But when he started calling us pearls, what pearls you wear, us meaning, you know, Rana was saying that, and what you all are doing for me, even I couldn't have done for my master, you know, the old man. And then she would get uncomfortable and Kitty would squirm and say, now what's coming? Because it must be something on obedience, something very difficult they would have to say yes to, because they were pearls. Every Baba, which meant separation from Baba. And Rana would do this, and Baba would go on, you know, as she would say, butter, and then would come, like in the new life, when they had to part.
Because there were gems, you see, Baba told them to lead the old life, so to say, instead of going with him on new life. And they were both tutors in Bombay, you know that? Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
Kitty and Rano left in the old life.
James
made
that down. Really very good story.
What other question? Barasa, do you know anything about St. Mark's?
I can't think of any right now. I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
But he told that the most important work when he comes as avatar is to prepare the circle.
Mm.
That is the most important work, he says, I do.
Yeah.
Most important work.
Were there any people among his close ones in this incarnation, which he identified as being people in a different incarnation, saying that so-and-so, I remember or we were together at the time of Ram and you were this and that, or for instance, I've heard that Pukar was Hanuman or something like this.
Not actually that one, but you know, Baba would just call that He is my Hanuman. When I was Ram, he was Hanuman. But actually, not the same.
It is not the same.
It is not the same.
It is just by way of the, yeah. It's symbolic.
And Baba would sometimes say very casually, apropos of something, not declare, you know, not so to say you were this or that, but if some question came up, for instance, he told me that I was a man in my last incarnation, and that's here, this is a sign, this means mustache, and I'll be a man in my next one, just once more.